This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hi, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. And today I have a very happy and excited guest, Luda Drummond. She runs a pay-per-click agency, and she focuses quite a bit on attorneys. And she seems to be getting some pretty good results with pay-per-click, which is, you know, I'm not as good at it as practitioners like her and specialists. So I wanted to have her on the podcast because I feel like it's my job to bring you, the attorney listener, the best I can. You know, whether it comes from me or not, my goal is to help you guys and gals get more clients. So that's why we're here. You know, just in full disclosure, I don't get any money out of this. It's a free thing I'm doing for her, but I'm doing it because to help you, if that's of interest to you. So with that, how are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Good. Yeah, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. So, yeah,
thank you.
You know, I told listeners what you do, but I'm sure you have a better encapsulation. So go ahead and just, you know, tell us the name of your agency and what you specialize in and why.
Well, the name of my agency is Click Whipped, and we specialize in generating calls for attorneys, and we use Google AdWords to do that. Okay. So our main, that's all we do is use Google AdWords to generate phone calls for attorneys. And we don't work with dentists, we don't work with roofers, we only work with attorneys. So, and we've been doing it for a while.
Okay. And you know, a lot of attorneys want to know, well, oh, I practice personal injury, you know, or I practice estate planning, you know. Within attorneys, there's a lot of practice areas. Are there any particular ones you think that you're most skilled at?
Yeah, it works extremely well for family law, for bankruptcy, immigration, estate planning, and real estate.
Okay.
Let me see if I'm leaving any out. Oh, and criminal and DUI. Depending on the city, because it tends to be a little bit more expensive, but family law, immigration, bankruptcy, it works extremely well.
Yeah, the top three segments of my audience that I profiled appears to be personal injury, auto accidents mostly, criminal / DUI, and family law. So you said family and criminal DUI works depending on the click cost.
Yeah, and
about,
I forgot personal injury. Yeah, and personal injury as well. It does work well for personal injury.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot about personal injury, but it does work well. You just have to really know what you're doing so that it doesn't get too expensive where there's no ROI.
Yeah, and because this is all you do, I'm sure, you know, you see your own campaigns, but I'm sure you see campaigns from other law firms out there. So give me a couple of items. Like, what are you seeing that attorneys are doing out there that works or doesn't work, and why? Like, what are you seeing, the good and the bad?
Sure. The law niche in AdWords is one of the most expensive campaigns to run. So you really, really have to make sure the whole thing is done properly. So one of the biggest mistakes I see attorneys doing is getting an ad on Google AdWords and sending it to their website, instead of a landing page just dedicated for that particular area of the law. So let's say that an attorney does family law and bankruptcy, and he runs an ad for bankruptcy. Instead of sending that traffic to a landing page tailored to bankruptcy, where all they're going to see is talking about bankruptcy and what they have to do, and they have to call the attorney, they actually will send it the traffic to a website where everything is on that website. It talks about bankruptcy, talks about family law, it talks about us, about the assistants, the name of the assistants, and et cetera. And what happens is that life happens. So if you don't send them to a very tailored landing page, they will lose themselves looking at the website and forget to call. And so sending a traffic to a website doesn't convert well. And when you're paying for that click is expensive for law firms. So you have to make sure that you convert that click with a really good, well-tailored landing page, test and tracked, so that they will actually call you instead of just, you know, losing that click. So that's
yeah. Just to be clear.
Mistake.
Okay, let's delve into that a little bit because that's important. You say website, but what I see is a lot of attorneys will send traffic to their home page. So if they do
exactly,
you know, two areas of law, the home page is usually the busiest thing. They've got, like, you know, calls to action. They've got a menu. They've got all kinds of stuff. And you're saying instead send them to a specific page on your website or a separate site that just has literally one page at the landing page? I mean, or does it not make a difference?
Yeah, it makes a huge difference because we don't want them to get distracted. We don't want them to go and look about us or, you know, like contact us or maps where they, you know, we don't want them to get distracted. So what we do is just create one page landing page where they can only do take two actions. They can call you, or they can have you call them by filling their information, their name, email, and phone number. So they can only do two things, and because of that, they will take a lot of the time one of those two actions. They will call, or they will have you call them. And it's very clear. Call us now for a free consultation or a complimentary consultation, for example. So it's very clear what they have to do. When they get to a website instead of a landing page, it's all over the place. They don't really know what the next action needs to be taken. So that's why I recommend a one-page page.
Okay. And I know you test and you track a lot. You've told me this offline. So how much of a difference or an improvement does it make just to switch the, you know, same keywords, same everything, but just to send it to a very specific, targeted, non-distracting landing page? Like, how much better have you seen it can be?
Let me give you an example. So if people send to a website, you can have conversions at, like, for example, 5%. While if you send to a landing page, at least my landing pages that I have tested and tracked to perfection, around every 3 to 4 clicks, you get a phone call. So that's a 38 to 40% conversion rate. So for the same amount of money that you're spending, because you spend a lot less money. I mean, okay, let me think about this. Okay, so if every 3 clicks or every 4 clicks, let's say that a click is $20. So every 3 to 4 clicks, so every $60 to $80, you have a phone call. Now imagine if it was only a 5% conversion rate, then every 20 clicks you get a phone call. So that phone call would be a lot more expensive. So just
the difference between a $80 phone call versus a $400 or $500 phone call.
Exactly. For the same amount of, for the same amount of traffic, not money, for the same amount of traffic that you get, you convert a lot better.
That's crazy. Wow. That's a huge result.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of hard to believe, but, you know, I guess we'll have to test it out, but that's amazing. So what's,
we go as far as testing, like, testing the color of the phone number. We go as far as testing the color. For example, we added like a little phone picture next to the phone picture next to the phone number. That increased our conversions, for example. We made the phone number bright blue. That increased the conversion, so they know that they can actually click on it. Because the best, right now, we noticed that the best traffic comes from mobile. So if they know they can just click on the phone number and that will, they can just call like that, that will increase the conversions, you know. So, okay. And obviously, not every attorney area of the law is like that. For example, immigration, I don't get the 3 to 4 clicks to a phone call. We get okay. a little, you know, it's not, it doesn't convert as well. But for family and for bankruptcy, I'm used to those numbers. But immigration,
that's great.
Like, immigration is cheaper than family. So it ends up, you
right.
know, make working out.
Yeah, what I always advise my clients is look at how much a basic low-level case will earn you. Let's say family law is $3,000, low end, okay? So if you're spending
mm-hmm.
$500 worth of clicks to get a phone call and you convert 1 in 3 of those, you're essentially spending $1,500 to get a customer. So you're going to make $3,000.
Exactly.
Is that worth it to you? I don't know. You know, or let's say you do immigration and the average case is only $500, but you have to spend you know, $75 to get a phone call. Maybe then it's
exactly.
worth it to you. So the numbers seem to adjust depending on the practice area, but I found that people need to be cognizant of, okay, here's the reason why. A lot of people say to me, oh, pay-per-click is really expensive. I've heard attorneys many times that pay-per-click is, quote-unquote, very expensive. How do you define very expensive, and do you perceive it's very expensive, and is that like a, you know, why do people have that perception?
Because a lot of times, they, like I said, like, it makes a huge difference if they send that traffic to a landing page or to a website. So if, yes, it is expensive in the way that if you're not doing it properly, yeah. But if you're getting an ROI from it and you're doing it properly, where let's say that you get, like, for example, I have a family law attorney that right now we're getting him calls for $38, right?
Wow.
And every 2 phone calls, he gets an in-office consultation. And every 2 in-office consultations, he gets a client that averages out $4,000 to $5,000. Yes, a click is not super cheap. The call is not super cheap, but if you have a good assistant that converts those calls into in-office consultation, then if you spend, let's say, $400 to get that client, you're making $5,000 or $4,000. The problem is when they have a really low conversion website that takes most of the profit away. So that's when I, like, it's, yes, it's very expensive and it doesn't convert. So if you, and because we only work with attorneys, we know what works, you know, and we know what
right.
converts well. We know what they have to say on the phone, you know, to treat that call, like the assistant, they need to treat that call, you know, really well so that it converts into an in-office consultation.
Right.
So I think that's the problem. A lot of people don't know how to do AdWords properly. They just send to a website or to the homepage. They and that's it's math. It needs to be done properly, or else there's no ROI with AdWords. But if it does, if you do properly, it's never-ending leads, which that's what most attorneys
great.
Are looking for.
So how about the lead itself? You know, phone leads I've seen are like 10 times better than email leads. Do you focus on getting the phone lead? Do you have a form for the email, or, you know, how do you allow people to become a lead?
I focus on 2 ways. The main focus is to get them to call the attorney. So all around the landing page, we have in big bold letters, call now for your complimentary consultation or your free consultation. Call now. That's the main thing that we want them to do, is to call, to pick up the phone and call. And by the way, we track and record every call so that they know exactly how many calls are being generated by AdWords. The second way is that on the side of the page, there is a opt-in form that says call or fill out your information so that such and such, the family law attorney such and such, can give you a call. the main objective is to get them to call the attorney, but then sometimes they are at work, so they will fill out their information, have the assistant or the attorney call them back. So those are the two objectives that we have.
Okay. And then what about budget? How much do you suggest, and I know it probably depends on practice area, but how much do you suggest an attorney has to spend in order to see any results from Google Ads?
It depends on the practice area, and then depends on the city as well. But I think that if they have around, let me see, for example, family law, around $2,000 to spend would be good. It's a good start a month. Immigration, maybe $1,500 since the cost per click is cheaper. And bankruptcy, it could be around that $1,500 as well. Now, personal injury, because of the cost per lead, personal injury has to be done extremely carefully. Personal injury, I can't really say because, for example, in San Diego, the cost per lead is so massive that I don't recommend, like in California, but there's other places that are not so expensive. So personal injury could be like maybe $4,000 a month. And I only recommend going in, like if you're already a personal injury attorney and you have been doing this for a while, I only recommend doing AdWords for those people, not people that are doing, let's say, family law and they want to get into personal injury because the sales cycle is so long and the cost per lead is so expensive that I don't recommend going into personal injury. So bankruptcy, family law, estate planning maybe $1,500. Real estate, $1,500. Obviously, it depends on where you are located because the cost per click will be higher depending where you are. I think $200 to $1,500 to start with. It gives you a really good idea of the quality of the leads. And then you can go from there because if it generates you a couple clients and you get the return right on that month, then you can reinvest and get more and more. And I really like the quality of the leads because it's not interruption marketing. It's not like you're going through like watching TV and they interrupt you with an ad that you may or may not need. This is people are actually looking for your service. Like they have been served during the weekend and on Monday morning they need to get an attorney to defend them in their divorce, for example, you know, so they need that right now. It's not just
right. It's immediate
research.
What's if an attorney can only spend $1,000 a month? Should they not bother, or should they still try to make it work, or like what happens when you get to the low end? Will the campaign just not work, or what will happen?
If they're okay with $1,000, depending on the area of the law. Let's say if it's immigration, I would totally recommend $1,000 is fine. Family law with $1,000 is fine. Bankruptcy too. Estate planning is fine. Real estate is fine. It wouldn't be fine for personal injury, and it wouldn't be fine for criminal and DUI because it's more expensive and the leads don't convert as well as the other ones. But it's fine to start with $1,000 because with $1,000, you will probably get a client from that. And if your average client is worth $3,000, the marketing paid for itself.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, then gotcha. Next month, you can spend more.
If you're disciplined,
and we're
right.
able
okay.
to... Yeah, and we're able to generate calls within the first day. I started...
Oh, I was just about to ask you that. So you say someone will... How long will it take someone to know if it's quote-unquote working or not?
Yeah, we're able to usually generate a call within the first day. That's most of our clients. I had... A couple weeks ago, I started with an attorney in Denver, and we started the the campaign at 10 o'clock in the morning, and by 10:30 she already had a phone call. Actually, no, this one is at 10:05 she had a phone call. I was amazed. The other one, it was a family law attorney in Utah. We started at 8 o'clock. 8:30 they had a phone call. She had been served during the weekend. 2 o'clock she had her consultation, and by 2:30 they already had the retainer check because she had to hire an attorney. So those are very, very fast. You see what's, if it's working out, if it's working. You don't have
That's awesome.
Wait a lot of time to see, because it's very fast for the phone calls to start being generated.
Okay. Interesting. And have you had attorneys where they're starting to get success and they increase their budget, or do most of them want to stick to their budget once they picked it? You know, what kind of behaviors and responses have you seen?
Usually all of them want, once they, because they're like not really sure what's going on in the beginning, right? And the first, but within the first month, they get, they see the amount of calls and the quality and the in-office consultations, that they usually want to raise the budget. So they may start with $1,000 just to try it out, and then the next month they go to $1,500 and maybe $2,000. It's very, they really like it. I see that a lot, where they are cautious in the beginning, and then they want to, the more calls you can generate for me, the better, because all I have to do is hire an associate to help me out. So, yeah, I see that all the time.
What's the largest budget you've ever managed for somebody?
$50,000 a month, but that's a mass tort firm, though.
Oh, okay, 50. Right. What about for family or personal injury or any of these folks? Like, do they get up into the $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month, or, you know, what level?
Yes, for family, I've had around $5,000 a month. I have, for bankruptcy, I have an attorney that he has multiple offices all over the United States, so he spends upwards of $30,000, but because he has a lot of offices. But around $5,000, personal injury about $10,000. So yes, and bankruptcy, let's see, $3,000 to $4,000, or yeah, like if you're just one attorney with one office.
Yeah, that's a good question. What about attorneys with multiple offices? Do they do separate campaigns for separate offices? Like, what have you seen? What do you recommend? What do
you
think is best?
Oh, they love it. They do. We do separate campaigns for separate offices, and they're used to buying those leads. And yeah, they love it, because now they don't have to worry so much about each office. We're able to generate them leads for each office. Oh, they love it. They love it.
Okay. Gotcha. Any other mistakes you see that hold attorneys back results they want?
Not making sure the assistant is answering the phone calls or answering the phone calls properly. One of the biggest things that I talk to my attorneys about is that a lot of the calls go unanswered. And I tell them, hey, that was $100 that you just lost right there. Or there's 200, or depending on the area of your law. So a lot of attorneys, the assistants don't answer the phone call for whatever reason. One of the biggest. And then the second one is not making sure the assistant is trained well to handle the calls, because they don't realize that the assistant is one of the most important part of their business. She stands between that prospect going in the office for an in-office consultation or a consultation over the phone and then turning into an actual client. You know,
okay.
So they have the assistant, they need to listen to how the assistant is talking to the clients. I recommend scripts. or how the assistant should answer those calls. Because, yeah, I think the assistant is one of the most important part of their business, and they don't, they don't see that. And that's one of the first the conversation that I have with them is that, hey, it doesn't matter how many calls I generate for you, if they are not being answered, or if your assistant is not doing a good job converting them, it makes no difference. You're not gonna get the results you want.
Gotcha. Okay. Any
you have awesome scripts, so they're covered there. So scripts for the assistant. So.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the reasons I had to develop them is that, this is a whole other subject. But yeah, I've had clients or attorneys that convert, one in every three or one in every two. And then I've had ones that, I make the joke, even if you stapled the lead to them, they couldn't convert it to their lives. Unfortunately, you get that whole range.
Right.
And if people are just willing to use simple, nothing unethical or nothing salesy or that stuff, but real simple stuff. It improves conversion tremendously. And you get a lot more juice out of every dollar you spend. So I'm glad you're talking.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, everyone says, oh, I just want more clients, I just want more calls. But there is a little bit of back end work to make sure that you're getting most of those calls. And the disbelief number. Some attorneys say, oh, well, everyone's a picker or everyone wants a payment plan. But I'm riffing here. But the reason I say it is that I'm sure you have. I've worked with attorneys in every metro in 17 different practice areas. And I can tell you, in every city right now in the U.S., there's an attorney that is doing amazing. And right down the street, another attorney, same practice area, same people, same, is starving to death. And I see this. Doesn't matter where, Seattle, Houston, middle of nowhere, Idaho. So it's not the market. It's the person in the law office. And it is possible. I just want people to know that. And you know it too, as a listener. You know that in your metro, you may be the top dog attorney or you may be struggling, but there's always those guys and gals you see in court all the time. They seem to be getting all the cases. They're at the top of Google. They're in every city. But again, in their shadow, there's people that are doing terribly, and we're giving you some of the ways to help yourself and some of the tools to help you improve. So I hope you listen. So,
yeah,
thank
exactly.
you for your insight, Luda.
Yeah.
Any other advice? Who would make a good attorney to work with you, and who would be someone who would say, I don't think – you're there yet, or I don't think that I'd be able to help you. What do you look for when you look for a client?
Willingness to learn, to trust me that since all I do is work with attorneys that I know what I'm talking about. Like willingness to learn and listen, to see if the phone calls are being answered, if the calls are being answered properly. Those are the main things, and that if they see the results, that they decide, hey, let's reinvest a little bit more, and so that you can get a little bit more leads, and so on and so forth. Just that they are willing to learn and do what they have to do in order to get those clients in their office, or get those clients, whatever they have to do. But I mean. Just to learn, what they have to do in order to learn to convert those clients.
Okay.
I think that's important.
How about let's go back to a little bit more mechanics. We're getting close to being done. What about keywords themselves? Is there any magic there? Is it just the obvious keywords that everyone thinks will bring them business, or do you see that it's other keywords, bidding strategies? Mobile versus desktop, any other permutations you see that are great places to get better results that attorneys don't know about?
Let me think. I think the biggest thing is the landing page. If they are able to make a for me, the landing page is the biggest game changer. Okay. And the ads are important. You know, have a nice filled ad, turning on all the extensions, because they have call extension, they have, you know, site link extension. So if the bigger the ad, the better, because, you know, it's going to be more prominent in on the page. So those are the two things that are game changers, are that they make the ad as big as they can by turning on all the extensions for AdWords, you know, and making sure that the landing page is super simple. It's a one page, and they can't be distracted by looking at, you know, at who we are, when did we start the business, or, you know, pictures of the attorneys. I think that the landing page is the game changer, because that will convert, you know, the calls, and making sure that the ad is big, you know, by turning on all of the extensions. I think those are the biggest things.
When you say the extensions, so I've seen some ads that are just three lines, but then you see some ads with a few links, the phone number,
exactly,
with like a map type pin. It's like a big fat guy, you know, muscling his way onto the page and elbowing people out of the way, right, with a bigger ad.
Yeah, exactly. That's the main thing, is that you turn on every extension you possibly can, so that ad is super big. There's the phone number, there's the site link, there's, like, it's a big ad. Another thing, now that I that you brought that up, is not talk about yourself. Talk about benefits. They don't care that you graduated in such and such a place. It's about them. It's about what you can do for them. So on the ad, it needs to be the benefits that you can bring for them, not the amount of certificates or, you know, things that you have done. Is about them, what you can do for them. So so when you do the ad, it's just not put your name on it. When you do the ad, you say, hey, bankruptcy attorney, Salt Lake City, for example. That's a good title to do, because instead of John Smith, you know, whatever.
Board certified, or a million-dollar advocate, or something like that, or Avvo 10.0.
Exactly. So it's about them, not you. What you can do for them.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And what, how about the language on the landing page? Any tweaks there? Do you find it's good to put a video of the attorney, or just text with a phone call, or like, what, any secrets there with the landing page and what they should include or not include to make it work better?
It would be interesting if they could include like a video about and with them talking to, like, let's say a bankruptcy attorney, and a candid video, a video telling, hey, my name is such and such, I do bankruptcy, you know, I know that times are difficult, and like just a video being real with them and saying, hey, I understand what you're going through. You know, so why don't you come here for a free consultation or a complimentary consultation, and we'll try to help you as much as we can and see all your options. So once again, them. You know, a video converts really well if the attorney talks to them as they're real people, and not just like say, hey, I have been in business for 150 years and I'm board certified in every single possible thing. They don't care. They just, right now they have a problem, and you just need to show them that you're the one that can help them fix that problem.
Very good. Okay, Luda. So, you know, for listener attorneys that want to talk to you and see if you can help them with their, you know, getting them leads with their practice area and geography, what's the best way for them to get in touch with a phone, et cetera, a website? What should they do?
The best way is to give me a call. My phone number is 801-769-0101. So it's 801-769-0101. And my website is Click, C-L-I-C-K, Whipped, W-H-I-P, as Peter, T as Tom, .com. So clickwhip.com. And if they want to send me an email too, that's fine. So my email address is luda@clickwhipped.com. So L as Linda, U, D as David, A, at click, C-L-I-C-K, whipped, W-H-I-P as Peter, T as Tom, .com. So just give me a call. If you're already doing an AdWords campaign, I can help you with an audit to make seeing what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong. And if you have never done it, I can explain exactly the process. And the best part of the AdWords campaign is that I don't need access to their website. I don't need a lot from them.
Need access to the attorney's website and their hosting and all the other stuff? Or, like, what do you need to get?
Yeah, exactly. I don't need access to any of that. They tell me what number should ring, and we're able to forward everything to them. So we don't need a lot of things to get started. So I'm not going to take a lot of their time. I need 10 minutes once we get started with the campaign, 10 minutes from them, and then the calls start coming instead of, like, getting access to their website and all of that, which is time-consuming.
Yeah, last thing, you gave two categories of people. You said people that have never done it before, you can help them, and then you said attorneys that are doing it, but you can do an audit to improve their stuff. I just wanted to add a third category because I know it's a big one. Attorneys that have tried it and it didn't work for them, or they had an agency do it and they were burned and they didn't get results. That's like a major third category. So even if you've done this before and it didn't work, based on what I've seen from Luda and talking to her, I think she could turn that around for you and make it what used to be a bad experience that drained you into one that's profitable for you. So don't feel like, I've tried it before, it doesn't work, I'm not doing it.
One thing that I have to add to that is that what happens is that they get a company that will do AdWords for them, and this company has hundreds and hundreds of clients, and they pay kids $10 an hour to take care of like hundreds of accounts. How much time they can actually devote to your account is very little. So the big problem is that AdWords works. You just need to actually devote time to make it work. You know, it's like anything in life is just, it's like an attorney that is super swamped, and they barely have time for each of their cases. While there's, for example, we have the business partners take care of the accounts. We personally take care of the accounts. We personally look at everything. We don't outsource it to kids because this is incredibly complex and it's expensive. So we have to make sure that they get the results. So yes, it's very. If you have done it before, if it didn't work out, it's just who did you hire to do it for you? How long did they spend on your account? And did they actually serve as dentists, roofers? You know, were they specialized in attorneys or no? So that makes all of that makes a huge difference. So don't get discouraged that you tried AdWords before and it didn't work. It works for a lot of people if you know what you're doing.
Okay, very good. Very good. Thank you. Thanks so much for taking the time. And I encourage attorneys, like I said, to take a serious look, reach out to you, make your own evaluation. But I wouldn't have had Luda on this podcast if I believe that she has definitely the potential and the results to do good jobs. So thanks, Luda, for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.